You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Here's your choice. Continue on your journey to becoming a professional singer using the voice you were born with, or risk losing that voice and possibly your dreams and career in order to live an authentic life. And that is the choice opera singer Holden Madaugamy faced. He trained at the University of Michigan School of Music, Theater, and Dance as a mezzo-soprano. That recital was recorded as Holden, who was assigned female at birth, was singing as a mezzo-soprano. But about 4 years ago, Holden came out as trans. And after a difficult and risky journey, here is Holden today, a tenor. Holden Madaugamy is with us now via Skype from Germany. It's a pleasure to welcome you to Stateside, Holden.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let me quote from a piece that you wrote about yourself for Britain's Independent. And here's what you wrote. I'm 27, Native American, queer and transgender. I'm also a tenor who used to be a mezzo-soprano. So your love of singing, serious singing, goes back way before you came out as trans. Now, you grew up in Gaylord?
Yes, I did, yeah.
And when and how did you discover opera?
It's a funny story because when I was a kid, I really wanted to be a video game designer, and I didn't plan on singing at all, but a choir teacher roped me into the choir class because I played a bit of piano, and I found out that I was good at it. And so I took some lessons with the choir teacher at our high school. I became very quickly obsessed with everything to do with music, conducting and theory and opera specifically, because she gave me an aria from an opera, and it just kind of went from there.
What do you think it was about opera that grabbed you? It's not everybody's cup of tea.
I think what it was about opera is, I think it was the stories and the characters, which you can get from theater and you can get from musical theater, but it's the kind of sweeping emotion that underlies everything that these characters have to say. It's so much more than what they're saying most of the time. Half of what they're saying is in the orchestra. And that's what I found really exciting.
And so there you wind up at the University of Michigan training as a mezzo-soprano. Describe for us just exactly what a mezzo-soprano voice is. What's the vocal range?
Sure. So a mezzo-soprano is a lower female voice range. So a soprano is the highest. Mezzo-soprano sits a little bit lower, but often has the exact same range or a very similar range to a soprano, but they just sound better in a little bit lower range. A really good example of a mezzo-soprano is Lady Gaga. Even though she's not a classical singer, she is a very good pop singer, and she has kind of a lower female range. That's a really good example of a mezzo-soprano in popular culture.
So there you are training away, graduated, right, from the University of Michigan. Your first professional performance after graduating from U of M was what?
My first professional performance was The Marriage of Figaro with Arbor Opera Theater, and I played Cherubino. It was my dream role at the time. I'd been wanting to do that role since I was in high school. So it's kind of a dream come true.
In the meantime, you've got these other changes taking place in your life and realizing that you wanted to come out as trans. And that was a risk, wasn't it? Because of your voice and the way you wanted to make your living and what that would mean to your voice. Talk about that.
You're exactly right. It was a huge decision to make because at the time when I was deciding to come out as trans, deciding whether I wanted to take testosterone, which was the first huge decision I wanted to make, there wasn't really any research as to the effects of testosterone on the classical singing voice. There had been a few articles on the internet, and I had kind of talked to a couple of people, but the conclusion basically was that I wouldn't be able to sing anymore professionally. But I basically didn't accept no for an answer. I talked to some other teachers, and there was one teacher at the University of Michigan that I sent an email, and I was just in a bit of a state. And she replied very calmly, and she said, "Holden, I think you should just go ahead and do it, and maybe you'll be a tenor." And how exciting is that?
And that was such the right thing at the right time, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It was exactly what I needed to hear. I needed someone's permission, really, because I was scared.
And then you found the place to find your tenor voice, the Glyndebourne Academy in the UK. Talk about that place.
The Glyndebourne Academy it's a very new program. It's basically for singers with non-traditional career paths. And everybody comes from different places financially and experience-wise. Everybody has a different story, really. And Glyndebourne itself is a very a re really a world-class international opera house. As far as I'm concerned, it's the highest standard of opera that we can come to, besides the Metropolitan Opera in New York. They're really at the same level, but very different places. The Glyndebourne Academy is a place where I think nine singers could go and basically get some tender love and care to their voices, their artistry. We talked about acting and body movement, dancing, how to work in a chorus, how to learn music correctly, Italian diction, English diction, stylistic things, all sorts of things. And primarily, I was looking for vocal technique help because I'm going through a major voice change.
And you had this new tenor voice that did not have the skills that you had when you were training as a mezzo soprano.
Exactly. It's a completely different instrument, to be honest. I still have a lot of the same abilities, and I was a good student, and so I know how to practice and I know how to look at technique, but it's kind of starting from the ground up.
And you did, and you found your tenor voice, and you are now singing as a tenor. How do you feel now? There are very few artists that can say, "Well, I was this, and now I am that." What do they lend to each other? Like, what did being a mezzo soprano and being able to attack a role that way, what did that bring to you now as a tenor?
That's a very good question. I think being a mezzo soprano has brought me quite a lot that I never would have been able to see if I had been, for lack of a better way to put it, born as a tenor. Because as a mezzo soprano, I'm mostly focused on the tone of my kind of lower middle range. I focused a lot on diction. I focused a lot on stagecraft and artistry. I of course focused on the voice, but it was really different. But now as a tenor, coming from that background of being a mezzo soprano, I have all of this wealth of knowledge of stagecraft and artistry and diction and languages, and the attention to detail that I took as a mezzo soprano has only helped me as a tenor. I don't just think about what my high notes sound like, which of course is important too, because those need to sound pretty.
Sure.
But there's so much more to it, and I'm so thankful that I had the experience of not having to worry about high notes as a mezzo soprano.
So, as you begin to make your way into the world of being a professional opera singer, things are happening, right? You've got some roles lined up for 2018.
Yes, I do. Well, I'll be singing a little role called Wenzel in The Barter Bride, and that'll be where I'm doing an opera festival, and we're doing that the full opera. And then in October, I'll also be singing in La Traviata in London. So that's very exciting.
And you did look around very hard, didn't you, for anyone in the opera singing world who had done what you wanted to do, to take testosterone and you look for trans male singers, and so you didn't find anybody. So are you feeling that sense of really forging a path, a new path?
I really am. Yeah, it's a bit scary. I didn't want to admit it for a while. I was like, oh, there must be other people out there, which I think there are, but I couldn't find them. They weren't visible to me. Nobody had come out as a trans singer in my field at the time. So I really think I'm the first one to do it so publicly, at the very least. And I think I'm really, like you said, paving the way for other trans singers who want to go into opera. I already have emails and messages from young trans singers who are just so thankful that I exist and that there is an example of someone that they can be, you know?
Because when you're facing that choice, well, you didn't really feel there was a choice, right? Because you could not continue to go on the way you had been. You felt you did have to make this transition, and you knew you were masculine, so you had to do it. So you were willing to risk the voice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There wasn't a choice for me, because the quality of my life and the quality of my mental health was so poor that I wasn't singing anyway. I was so depressed and dysphoric and unhappy with my gender that there was no other option. I wouldn't have been singing at all if I'd continued that way. So
you rolled the dice and you won, because now you have this beautiful tenor voice, and it is absolutely a beautiful, beautiful voice. And is there a point, like right now you are out sharing your story, you're talking to us here, you wrote this terrific piece for The Independent, telling your whole story. Is there a point where you'll be glad to just be Holden Madagame, the tenor, and not the trans opera singer who went from mezzo-soprano to tenor?
That's very astute. Yes, I think at some point I'll get to that point, and I'll be very happy to be at that point. For now, I'm very happy to also be sort of, for lack of a better way of putting it, the face of trans masculine opera singers, and happy to help other people in that way. But it'll be nice when I'm not the trans opera singer when I go into an audition, you know?
Opera singer, tenor, Holden Madagame. Good luck with the productions you're going to be doing in 2018 and with your opera career.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.